Welcome to Shom Achshava and Nadav. The Shirim today are sponsored by Louis Nishmas called Apparel Bas Yaakov, which are your tzaddi is Chafei Odor. The Shirim and Perek Chelek are sponsored by Louis Nishmas Am Yaakov Shom and Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding a tzaddi in Daf Tzadik Zayin. The Gemara throughout the Daf speaks about the fact that one should not try to calculate the time of the Kates. The Gemara in Mudalev says, Gimel Dvorim Behesach Adas, Mashiach Mitzio Ve'akov, Mashiach, finding a Metziah, and the scorpion. The Marshal explains everything, speaks about Mashiach. The Mashiach that comes with Esach Hadas can come either as a good thing, like a Metziah, or like a bad thing, like a scorpion. And the Gemara in Amud Beis goes on to say, Tipach Atzmo Shemechash Vekitzim. The ones who try to calculate the Kates, Tipach Atzmo, it's a Klolo. Because Mashiach has to come specifically when you do not calculate when he's coming. And Adrab, if someone doesn't do it that way, he caused Mashiach to come later. And the shaila is why? Why, if we try to calculate when Mashiach comes, it just pushes him off? And furthermore, the problem is that all the Rishonim did deal with Chishuv HaKeitz. And so did many of the Achronim. And the Ramban himself asks himself, how can you do Chishuv HaKeitz? So he says he's doing only B'derech Efshar. It's not a Teres Vada. It's not that for sure Mashiach will come in that day, but it may come in that time. And that seems to be a little bit of a doichak, because if the Gemara says you're not to mechash of the Kates, so what are we doing in B'derech Efshar? What is the oimik adivya Ramban? So my Rabbi Ramosh Shapir Zetzal in the Shurim and Perek Chelik, in the part that was just printed now by my good chaver, Rabbi Yossi Shankov Shlito, he explains there, Maimon Yud Gimel, based on what the Maharal says in Netzach Yisrael Perek Mem. We spoke about before, in the earlier shir, what's the pshat that Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah? And the Maharal explains that Olam Haba is beyond the understanding and the comprehension of this world. And whatever is not revealed in this world cannot be revealed in Torah. Torah connects the only things that are in this world. That's why Olam Haba is not mentioned. Mashiach is something in between. On one hand, Mashiach will be doing Olam Hazeh. But mitzad sheni, it's not part of the Seder HaOlam. It doesn't come as part of the regular system of this world, where in this world, X, Y, Z will happen, and then eventually Mashiach will come. Mashiach comes from an outside source. It's a gilui from Olam Haba into this world, so it's something which doesn't belong to the Seder of this world. This connects to what it says about Yaakov Avinu, when he gathered his children around him, he wanted to reveal the Kates. So Rav Moshe always explained, it doesn't mean he wanted to give them a date. But he wanted the Kates to be clear. He wanted them to understand, to see in the world how the Kates comes. Nistalku ben Ashchino, he understood the Kates is not part of the process of this world. When you're living the life of this world, the Kates is not part of it. It's something that's coming out of it. And this is an unbelievable nechama. Sometimes when we're going through the process of this world, it seems to be that things are going so bad that how exactly will Mashiach come from this? Where exactly will he come from? Mashiach is not coming from the process of the world. It's coming from outside. It's not part of the system of the world, not part of the ma'areches of the world. It's a new gilui, a new revelation from above. So mimele, that's the pshat. Someone who goes as mechashiv the Kates, the issue is that means he's putting it into the process of the world. We have a certain date, we will get to this date, the Mashiach will come. If a person is thinking that way, so not only he's wrong, but he's pushing away Mashiach. Because Mashiach is something that has to come outside of this world. You have to be in a matzav where it's not part of the process of the world for it to come. And that is the oimek in Divya Ramban that says that we do it b'derech efshar. Meaning, of course, we have to yearn and wait for Mashiach. Achak lebecholim shiyavo, as the Gemara tells us. And part of the yearning is, maybe he's coming now. Maybe now is the right time for him to come. That's all okay, because that doesn't put it into the process of the world. And add to this, a beautiful mashal that the Malbim brings. I'm going to change it a little bit to bring it closer to us. Person goes with his kids on a plane for a 12-hour trip. In the first hour, if the kids ask, are we there yet? So the father gets very upset at them. So we have many, many more hours to go. Don't start to nudge right now, ask if we're there yet. But when we get closer to the destination, and now before landing, now the kids get a little antsy and they start saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Says the Malbim, as close as we're getting to Mashiach, we again have more and more the question, are we there yet? And that's what's shot in the kitzim that the Rishonim are bringing. They're saying, oh, maybe it's this date, maybe it's this date. That's part of the tzipisel Yeshua, the yearning to get to the redemption. That's not Nechashav Kitzi that Gemara speaks about right now. Chashav Kitzi means B'toras Vaday, meaning you make it part of the process of the world. This is the sequence of events that has to happen. That's the Chisorin. Mashiach is coming specifically Mehesech Hadas, meaning he's coming not as part of the process of the world, something coming from the outside. And that's what's going to bring Mashiach Tzidkeinu, Bimheir B'Yameinu, Amen. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.